I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, fucking weirdos. This is part two of In Sickness and in Health. I mean, the only thing I can think of, and it was when I was younger, like really young, probably below 10 as well, was escalators.
Oh, really?
You know, the moving stairs.
Yeah.
Because now I cannot remember.
Was you
which
scared of getting like sucked in?
Yeah. But there was a film or a TV program. There was something that
which
I had
which is not as good
seen.
As getting sucked off. But carry on.
There was something that I had seen where a guy went up an escalator
his
and
laces.
His feet. No, he's the top of his trainers just went in, and he got sucked in. And he got squished. It was obviously I feel
like that might have been in a film.
It wasn't a film, and I've never been able to find what film or TV show it was, but it stuck with me.
Yeah, I bet. Speaking of that, going back to my wolf story, so there was one time when I was about 6, 7 or 8, I was sick from school. My dad wasn't working at the time. He was just at home. And we sat there in the living room and watched American Werewolf in London together.
Yeah, that scared you.
My mum was furious.
Yeah. I remember doing something similar with my dad. We watched Piranha.
Right.
Now, the fish were fine.
Yeah.
I think I must have been about 12, 13, maybe 14 at the oldest. And my dad likes horror films.
There are loads of boobs in that
film.
Yeah, right.
He started having sex
right,
under the water. It was so weird.
What a way to go.
And I was just like, oh my God, that's not an irrational fear. That's a fear. When we're watching something, I do have this fear where I'm like, I hope there's no sex in this. Like if Harrison's watching it, where is?
Well, there was that time, I'm sure I've spoken about it on the podcast again.
What?
Where I sat there with my nan in our living room. Have I spoke about this?
By the way, can I just quickly say, you haven't, but can I just quickly say for anybody in that same position, IMBD Parent Guide.
Yeah, you're always checking it.
I check that for every single film. I'm like, violence, cool, drugs, cool, sex. No, we can't watch this!
I was working in South London at the time, so I was staying with my nan.
Wait, so how old were you?
I would have been about 17.
Right. Oh, God.
And I was just in the living room one then, and we were watching something on Channel 5.
Ooh.
And then she fell asleep, and then it was, and now, ladies and gentlemen, time for this evening's erotic thriller. And she was asleep in the chair, and I was just looking over at her, and it all kicked off, like all the music, like all the music and stuff. Yeah. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, I'm sat in the room with my nan.
So did she have the remote?
She had the remote by her, and I'm like, there's fucking softcore porn on the television. My nan's there. I just ran away.
You just got up and left?
I just got up. No, I ran. I was like, I'm going to bed. Just ran away.
Why don't you just get the remote and turn that out?
Oh, because if I'd woke her up and there was like, I didn't want her to wake up. I didn't want to be in a room with my nan with people having sex on the television. So I just I ran away and went to bed.
Yeah, that is that, and I don't think that's an irrational one. But
there's
yeah.
a bit of me that thinks she was pretending to be asleep.
So I'd
fuck off.
I do have that fear where if, because Harrison's getting to that age where he can watch, sort of older, but not. Yeah. Not, well, we don't have to stick to kids.
He's like
films.
He's about to become a teenager very soon, isn't he? So I made that mistake with twins.
Twins, that was
which
it.
I feel like was a like people in your 30s and above.
Yeah, twins. Arnold all your child, Danny DeVito.
All your childhood films. Have you watched them again recently and gone, this is fucking inappropriate?
You watch them again, like Ace Ventura.
Well, the first one's a 15. The first one's always been a 15, but or maybe
we
a 12.
That, when we were like
that was
10?
A kid. That was a kid's film for me. Yeah. But it's filthy. But the thing is, they realised that kids were into that, into the character of Ace Ventura and stuff.
Yeah.
So the second film was a PG.
Right.
But yeah, so we watched Twins. Yeah. That's like a film that I watched as a kid. Very funny. Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger romp.
Yeah.
Really great film. And I was like, oh, you boys, you need to watch this. Really good fun. And then there's a bit where like Arnold Schwarzenegger's just reading a Playboy magazine. Yeah. And there's all tits and stuff on it.
Yeah.
He was well chuffed though,
Harrison. Couldn't believe his luck. That was the first time he'd ever seen boobs.
Well, we went to our neighbours that evening and he went up to our neighbour, John, and went, John, I saw actual boobs today.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely a thing where I'm like, oh, it's just so awkward.
I don't find it awkward. I think you find it more awkward than me. I find it funny.
Right, but if we had a girl...
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
There might be something in that where I've got boys, so I'm like, oh, don't you look at that. Like, if we had a girl, we'd maybe feel the same.
Obviously, it shouldn't make any difference, but I think it would.
Yeah. Right, so anyway.
Yeah.
We have got some names of phobias.
Oh, right.
Now, obviously, they're all quite
super
long,
fragilistic, expialidocious phobia.
Yes. So... I'm going to read some of these and I want to see if you can guess
what they are.
Correct.
Okay.
Right, you ready for the first one?
Go on.
Arachibutyrophobia.
Arachibutyrophobia.
Correct.
Arachibutyrophobia.
What the fuck? I've just seen what it is.
Arachnophobia is a fear of spiders.
Mm-hmm. This is arachibutyrophobia.
So I'm trying to think about the genesis of words here.
See, I wish I did it the other way around. So you will never guess this. Let me just say that.
But it is close to the beginning of arachnophobia.
It's got nothing to do with spiders
at all. Is it anything to do with eight?
No.
The number eight?
Absolutely not.
What's it say again?
Arachibutyrophobia.
Arachibutyrophobia.
You'll never get it. You'll never ever. Think of the most random thing in the world and see if that lands.
A fear of cotton buds.
No, even that makes too much sense. Yeah. You ready for what that means?
Yeah.
The fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
Right.
Which, by the way, I love that feeling.
Yeah, I can sit there for ages just smacking my lips.
Yeah. Right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Nomophobia.
Nomophobia.
Begins with M, not G, so it's not a fear of little garden gnomes.
Nomophobia.
Nomophobia. Oh, okay.
Nomophobia.
A lot of young people would have that. This has got to be a new one. Okay. Nomophobia.
So is it...
So it kind of makes... It's kind of funny once you know what it is.
Nomophobia.
A lot of young people will have this.
Nomophobia.
Nomophobia. Nomophobia.
A fear of being normal.
No.
It's only because when you said young kids, and they're just
now think
kids
more,
today.
Think more what they would have with them all the time.
Their phone.
Yeah. So nomophobia is a fear of being without your phone.
Being without your phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a fucking sad world we live in.
That's it.
Arithmophobia.
Fear of maths.
Close.
Fear of...
Simplify it.
Equations.
Simplify it.
A fear of adding.
Simplify it.
Multiplication.
Simplify it.
Maths. That's the simple answer to
numbers.
That.
Numbers.
Oh, fear of numbers. Right.
Fear of numbers. Arithmophobia. Omphalophobia. Omphalophobia.
Omphalophobia.
Yeah, you've got this, especially on a Saturday and Sunday.
Right. Fear of doing anything?
No, that's Jamesophobia.
Right. A fear, omphalophobia.
Omphalophobia.
Fear of... I've got it.
What's the first thing you have to do and the one thing you don't want to do at the weekend? Literally the first thing.
Wake up.
Fear of opening one's eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
I've got omphalophobia when you get out the shower.
Is that right?
Right, last one.
Okay. I feel I've done very well so far.
Pogonophobia.
That's a fear of pogo sticks.
No. Pogonophobia. And let me give you a clue. So if I had this.
Yeah.
This marriage wouldn't work.
A fear of really funny, sexy males.
No.
Tough males. Funny, sexy, tough males.
No.
It's really good at sports.
No. Pogonophobia.
Fear of big nose.
No!
No!
Not Pinocchio-phobia.
Oh, okay.
Pogonophobia.
I don't know.
Fear of beards.
Oh, fear of beards. Yeah, no, that is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of babies that don't like a beard.
Well, see, that's unlocked a core memory for me. My papa used to, and I think my dad used to do it as well, used to get our little hands and like rub them. I think
in
it was my
beard.
Dad rubbed them on his beard and we'd be like, ah,
right.
Ah, that's gross. Yeah. So
no,
I can understand
is,
that one.
That's probably the most common one out of all the ones that you just said.
But I don't like you without a beard.
Too much face.
I need at least, too much face, yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So those were the phobias. A lot of people wrote in with some weird stuff. People
yeah.
scared of buttons and stuff. Apparently that's quite a common one. Anyway, we're going to move on to... Bum, bum, bum.
Marital mayhem.
Marital mayhem. I've got a little story here. Hi, James and Claire. Me and my husband have been married for a number of years, and because of this, we share lots of accounts, including bank accounts and Amazon accounts. Every now and then, I'll scroll through our Amazon spendings just to check that everything is in order and I haven't made any drunk purchases. The other week, I saw that somebody... Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. What's happened?
The other week, I saw that somebody ordered a fleshlight. James, do you know what a fleshlight is?
I do. I had to be told what it is.
You were told what this is. So, in brackets, a male sex toy.
Yeah.
Look it up if you aren't familiar. Everybody listening, Google it. you are not prepared for the visual.
It's a fake vagina, right?
Yes, on what looks like the top of a torch.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll find out. Do you want one?
I'm curious, I've got to be honest. I can't imagine.
Anyway.
It's not going to be better than Old Faithful.
By the way, James lifted his hand there, didn't point at me, just for the listeners.
That's what I'm going to start calling you.
Old Faithful. The other week I saw that somebody had ordered a Fleshlight, which is a male sex toy.
Yeah.
Which obviously wasn't bought by me.
No.
I don't know why, but it unsettles me in that there's basically a rubber vagina somewhere in my house that might surprise me when I open a drawer one day. Do I confront my husband and potentially embarrass him or just move on and try to forget it? Embarrass him? Fucking get him told.
What, is he not allowed to have it?
Is he fuck?
What, would you have a problem if I had a fake vagina?
Yes.
There's only so much you can do with it.
What? Are you nuts?
Yeah. Am I?
Yeah.
I don't know what the big deal is.
You're not getting one.
I sort of want one now.
You got Old Faithful.
I've got Old Faithful, sure.
You got to confront him.
I've got to be honest, I'm really curious.
And also, just the brazenness of, I know she can see this, but I'm ordering a Fleshlight.
Yeah. That's odd. It is odd. The whole thing's odd.
At least try and date in secret.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the way the world is now. People are just buying Fleshlights.
Well, they've been married for a number of years. Now, a number of years, that could be a lot. It could be not a lot. A number of years.
Yeah.
So
I don't get it. Because you're still doing it yourself.
Yeah, like, what's your
the yeah, what's the difference? Yeah. But maybe there is a difference, which is what is making me think might try it out. In fact, that I might make that my vow next.
You don't get to pick your own vows.
I'll let you know how I get on.
I know what my vow is. No, you definitely got to talk to him about that. I would be. She says it unsettles me. I'd be pissed. I think I'm just an old-fashioned kind of girl.
I think I'm a bit old-fashioned as well. Maybe I'm a bit.
I'm no into
maybe
that
I'm a
stuff.
Bit set in my ways.
I don't like that.
Because I genuinely just don't see the point in it.
But I feel like it's a bit of a betrayal. Is that weird?
Cheating on you with a.
Not cheating. I wouldn't say cheating, but I'd just be like, the fuck?
Yeah, maybe.
Sad about?
I suppose.
No, that's not went doing well for me. I don't like that.
Well, good news for you is I'm not that fussed. I'm slightly curious. I am slightly curious. But I'm not going to buy one.
No, and you. I can see what you buy on Amazon as well.
Yeah.
So also on Amazon. It's just quite sad, isn't it? Opening up your wee Amazon box and getting your fanny out. Come on, mate.
It's a bit different from my last Amazon purchase.
Which was?
It was a small sort of credit card-sized chip thing that I can put in my wallet so I can find my wallet if I lose it.
Now, that's the kind of man you want to be married to. All right?
I don't know, really. I feel like the Fleshlight's a bit more interesting.
No, for me, no.
No?
No.
All right. No, well, no. You're all good.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. And I what do you think? Should she confront him? Or is it going to embarrass him? He wasn't fucking embarrassed when he was a purchase.
Yeah. I don't know what this guy's. I don't get. I don't get this one at all.
Mm.
I don't see the point of it. Well, I'd rather just, if I'm not, you know, obviously.
Okay, go on.
Obviously, the hand's
Stop
got...
Stop looking at your hands as if it's your love of your life.
The hand's got to come in at some point, right? But if I'm not using the hand, then I want, you know, I want Old Faithful.
That's what this fucking episode's going to be called, isn't it? Old Faithful.
I think if I got bought one of those, I think I would just be using it while crying at the same time,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, and if imagine I walked in on you.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would be a problem for me. That would be a problem.
It would probably just, like, be hanging there. I'd go, oh, Claire! Oh, don't look at me! Don't look at this!
Oh God. Oh, I'm picturing you. And do you know where I'm picturing you? In the guest bathroom where you like to go and take your long jobbies.
It's because I can mount the TV.
Yeah, mount the TV.
Yeah, I can change the TV.
You can so turn can, the TV. Yeah. You're not doing stuff with the TV.
I'm not doing stuff with the TV.
You're not mounting the TV.
No.
Oh, no. No, don't like that. Get him told. And tell him, listen, this upsets me. What are you doing?
It wouldn't upset me. Like, it wouldn't upset me. I'd just find it more confusing.
Yeah. Actually,
what? Why?
And also, wait, go on the hunt for it. That's what you should do.
It's like...
This is what I would do.
Look
fucking
for it.
Play him at his own game, right? Find it.
And then...
Right?
Hide
and then...
It.
Switch the switchboard, what's it called, under the stairs, your lights.
Your circuit board.
Your circuit board, disconnect it, and then go, oh,
have
grab some torches and some candles, go into the drawer where he's hiding it, bring it out, is there a light in it?
It'd be a funny,
is there a light?
Funny torch.
And then just sort of hit it off your horn, and then like just really fucking get him on it. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
In front of the kids? No, not in front of the kids.
It's like professional wanking.
It's odd, isn't it? It's putting a bit too much thought
it
into
it. It is, yeah. I don't want to be a professional wanker.
Well, good news for you, son. Welcome back to In Sickness and In Health. Right, let's move on. That's annoying, mate. Honestly, you've got to talk to him about that. I'd confront him on that. But I'll move on.
I'll rub a vagina.
All righty.
We've made it. The
Sorry,
final
guys.
Stretch. Thank you so much, guys, for sticking with us if you have listened to us so far. It is time for our vow of change for the week.
It is. I've got one.
Go on.
Shockingly enough,
yeah.
I bet everybody listening knows exactly what I'm going to say.
Go on.
Don't ever buy a fleshlight or any sort of vaginal hole.
Okay. All right. Well, then mine will be... Don't ever burst into the guest room without knocking.
The guest room bathroom.
Yeah, if I'm in there.
And I think you're having an innocent wee shite.
Yeah.
And just, you're actually...
Just don't, you know, if you don't want to be disappointed. Because that's all it'll be. You'll go, oh, James.
I'll poo it off and I'll whack you on the head with it.
Imagine being killed by a fleshlight.
You will be. You will be.
Okay, so all right, then I'll go first. Okay. I promise from this day.
Who thought we'd be here? Who thought we'd get
to this
point?
We're really going under, and we're scraping. We're plumbing the depths. Am I really? Because I've got to be honest, I'm a bit. I just want to know.
You're offended because.
No, I'm not offended at all.
Right, okay, so that's why. No.
Morbidly curious.
Right, so that's why this is an actual vow.
Right.
Don't.
Can't satisfy that curiosity.
No.
No, but I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it is the thing.
I'll do you a deal.
I don't want to keep looking at my hand, but it does a great job. I had a lot of practice.
I'll do you a deal.
Yeah.
I'll let you buy a fleshlight.
Go on.
And see where it takes you on your morbid curiosity.
Yeah. See, I think I'm the kind of person that would fall in love with it or something. Like, I wouldn't get any work done.
You'd be on the small and saying you're marrying your fleshlight.
I wouldn't speak to any of my friends anymore. I'd just be... You'd have left me, the kids are gone, and I'd just be left there alone with my fleshlight just going, I just need you.
What would you call it?
I would call it...
Sandra.
I'd call it Fanny, obviously.
You can get a fleshlight.
Right.
If.
Yeah.
You invest some of that
money into
in between us money you've
not,
got into
not,
my
I mean,
DIY box.
Not, I'm not that curious. I'm not that curious. Because that is just a money pit, that idea.
Well,
that is just a
shit idea.
Right.
Wait, hold on.
I've got to do my vow.
Right, but hold on. Who do you think would be the main customer for the DIY box? It would be men, right?
No. I bet it would be women.
Do you think?
I bet there's more women. It's 2024. I bet there's more women doing DIY than men nowadays.
Maybe. Why? Because I was thinking of like some sort of promotional fleshlight chucked in.
Oh yeah.
For the first week.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's always
we could put a dildo
listen.
In.
There's always the dildo.
Yeah.
It's been around. They've got ancient dildos, haven't they?
They do.
I think they're just wood whittled.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we?
Right. I promise from this day forth, I vow to never buy a prosthetic. I assume it's some kind of silicon. It's got to be if it's going to work. Yeah, it can't be. It can't just be. There's got to be some play in it. It can't just be jabbing your knob in a fucking hole. Torch. Just any old hole.
That's what I keep telling you.
Exactly. Yeah, I vow to never buy a fleshlight, and that's fine with me. I am interested, but it's fine. Okay. I'm not going to order one.
No, you're not.
Because a fucking postman will turn. I will say fleshlight on the box. That's or something.
It, yeah. And me and the postie are pals.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not.
So he would say, hey, fucking see what that says. Yeah. What was mine? Oh, do never come in the bathroom.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
I don't anyway. I can fucking smell it for the hall.
All right. Fucking hell. Leave me, don't get
There's
on me.
There's only one.
Don't get on my toilet time. It's the only time where I feel free.
There's only one reason you are in the guest bathroom.
Why?
Well, I'm worried now, but it's usually for a big, massive shite.
Yeah, it's to have a proper clear out, and I can relax, and no one uses that bathroom.
Exactly.
So no one's going to knock on the door and go, are you done yet? Or anything like that. I can just sit there. I can let everything go loose. I can untense.
Are we still talking about a shite, or are we talking about the fleshlight?
No, we're talking about the shite.
Shite?
Yeah.
Right. Let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Speaking of shite,
thanks for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on all platforms and follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast, so that you can take part in our weekly polls and send in any stories or messages or voice notes. We do like a voice note.
Yeah,
if you're brave
for
enough.
A while.
I can imagine people don't. You know, maybe get a bit scared to do the voice note, but
if you're
feeling brave, do it.
Put on an accent.
Yeah. Use one of those sore voices.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
James and Claire.
I'd like to play a game. Anyway, all that's left for Claire to say is...
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.